بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد There are people who have been chosen for delivering something. There is murad and there is murid. There is someone who is being wanted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is the murid. Murid means he is normal person that looking for truth, or a student of a teacher that looking for murad. Murad means a goal, a hope, something that you have a symbol in your life you want to achieve. You have a goal in your life you want to achieve, so you look for that symbol. So those who are wanted murad, that they are wanted, they are like symbols that people look at them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked them up from His creation to fulfill a message. They can be professionals, they can be intellectuals, they can be normal people from different kind of life. They can be, they are not prophets and they are not companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they are people whom been chosen, and they are being given a task that they have to fulfill. And between these murad, these wanted ones, there are different levels. Some of them, they are awliyaullah, saints, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them are, as I said before, they are not necessary to be saints, but they are supporters of saints. They are some ones that they help those who are being honored to be saints, to help them, because saints never look into things that are not always to be pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the example is one time Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was visiting with his Sahaba some places. He passed by a cemetery, and this is Grand Sheikh's story. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood at the first grave. There were two graves there, and he looked, and came from that grave a white hand, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed it one time, and then moved forward and saw another grave, and a hand that lot of wounds in it, very like someone who works a lot in forest, how his hand becomes. So he took it and kissed it two times. Sahaba were surprised and said, Ya Rasulullah, the first one, if you ask, we can say that is a waliullah. The other one, we say he is busy in dunya. The first one you kissed one time, the second one you kissed two times. And Prophet looked at them and he said, if not for the second one, the first one will never be a wali. Because the second one, who was working hard in order to offer to the first one something that he can live on and he can do his work as a guiding people. So the second one was the one that was involved too much in the work, physical work, like cutting the trees, cutting the wood, cutting the trees, bringing the make the fire, cook for the people, go to work during the day, sell some of the wood, bring money inside. So it is a process of a hard work that the second one was doing for the first one to be free, able to guide the others. So that's why more reward will be coming to the one that he is working for the first to be benefited, for the wali to be benefiting and be able to also do his work. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sakhiyu habibullah, that the generous one is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sakhi, Allah chose those ones. Not every person is a sakhi. It's very difficult to find people that they are generous. Generosity is not only in money. Generosity can be in anything. You are generous in money if you are working. You are generous in your teachings if you are a teacher. You are generous in your if you are a social worker looking after people. You are generous. You are helping these people. If you are a doctor, you are helping doctors. You are helping patients. You are generous in that. So there are different levels of generosity that people are doing, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those generous ones, because they are giving without benefit. They give without asking anything in return, because they are generous. And many times Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said that if you are sick and anyone is sick, go to a generous person's house. If you are invited or not invited, if his door was closed, open the door. Go inside his kitchen. Find food, eat, it will be cure for you. Because anything from a house of a generous person will cure sicknesses. And not only sicknesses, can cure anything. Can cure people from their miseries, from their difficulties. So when you enter into a spiritual guide, someone who is giving his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he reached the level of Rijal Allah, the level of Allah's friends, as Allah described them in Holy Quran, Rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadullaha alayh, men that they have kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you go to their homes, means wherever you get, wherever it is your whatever you are thinking that you want to get, you will get. If you are looking for a material thing, you will get material things. If you are looking for a spiritual thing, you will find spirituality coming. Their homes are barakah because they are part of that generous people whom Allah, whom Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them, that they are beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to say to us, go to that generous person open his door, eat, you will be cured from your sicknesses. Also, there are spiritual sicknesses. When you go to Awliyullah and you be in his presence, you will be cured also from many sicknesses that you have on you, spiritual kind of sicknesses. People comes with difficulties. They go to Awliyullah, they entered in his presence, it's enough for them to be cured. Look, Sayyidina Zakaria, Allah mentioned that story in Holy Quran in order to take for us to learn that when he saw Sayyida Maryam getting all these physical provisions, he was asking her that fruit, from where is that for provision? He said, Allah is sending to me. قالت هو من عند الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. It's from Allah. Allah will provide whom He likes without me running out. Allah is sending to me. There is two kind of provisions. As we said, spiritual provisions that Allah was giving to Sayyida Maryam, and physical provision, food that Allah giving to Sayyida Maryam. So what he did, Zakaria, Sayyidina Zakaria, he went quickly back to her room and he prayed there, because he knew that dua is accepted there. He prayed that Allah give him a child. Allah gave him Yahya. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. There, Sayyidina Zakaria asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah gave him a child when he was 99 years of age. So, those who are sakhi, generous, run to them, because there is barakah around them. And generous ones, always they come around generous ones. You can be also sakhi in your prayers.
You want to be more sakhi, you pray asr with sunnah more. You want to be more sakhi, you pray maghrib with all its sunnah. So even in religion, in obligations, you can be generous. In fasting, you can fast whatever you want from the whole year. That is a sakhi. That is, you are generous with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting more than it is required. So any kind of this whatever of generosity, any kind of generosity is something that is accepted and considered, and is considered beneficial, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward. So now the question you said is that people, they say that if Allah wants them to be rich, Allah would give them. How much what?
To change the words that Allah has made of how much money.
Allah makes people according to their levels, inspire them to do something, and they do and do it. They go and do it. So, what Allah inspired them is what has to be considered. You cannot, if you are going to ask and begin to think about it, then of course shaitan is going to play. Then you are stopping Allah's order, as Adam, Sayyidina Adam did. When Allah said to Sayyidina Adam, this whole paradise is for you, eat whatever you want, except that tree. Allah is teaching us, Sayyidina Adam, except that tree. So what shaitan came to him? He said, that is the best tree. So people, and he ate from that tree. So people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired them what is good for them, as Allah mentioned, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah said in Holy Quran, He inspired the self what is bad and what is good. So Allah taught us without us knowing. Allah said in Holy Quran, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah said, He inspired the self, the people, themselves. What is good and what is bad? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The ones whom they follow the good and purify themselves, they succeed. And those who follow the badness and bring themselves after the following shaitan, they lost. So means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and inspired us what we have to do. So why we have to consult? Why we have to struggle and put a question in our mind? Like for example, today I was in that meeting and I saw an old man that opened the door and closed the door, opened the door, closed the door. I said, it came to my heart immediately, I don't know if it's Muslim or Muslim, but Allah knows. I don't think he's Muslim. A really old man. I did door open for everyone, closing for everyone. Came to my heart to give him $5. Look, I didn't have because I forgot the money in the other bank. But that inspiration came to give. I don't know how we were coming out with Hadiya Ishaq from the conference, and she looked at me and tried to, and she pulled $5 and she said, Tim, do you want to give this? It's the exact figure that I thought I want to give. Sometimes some people comes to their heart to pray 2 rak'ahs or to make ablutions, because all of us sometimes we want to make ablution before we sleep and to pray 2 rak'ahs. Shaitan comes and says, oh, okay, why you are going to do that? You are going to sleep. So it's a struggle. So he makes us to run away from doing ablution and pray 2 rak'ahs. And this is a problem that we are struggling with. So sometimes people feel that they want to give something fi sabilillah, and then shaitan comes and says, oh, you are crazy, why you want to give? You have this, you have this, you have that, you don't need to give, you don't. Then his hand became, he's not willing to give. Although the inspiration at the beginning came to give, he delayed that. And when he delayed that, sometimes he drops it, sometimes he doesn't. If he does not drop it, it is delayed. Instead of that barakah come at that time, it will be delayed. It might be between that period of time, many problems will face that person. Because anything comes, there must be a wisdom. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a problem away from people's lives due to their generosity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired people what they have to do and what they do not have to do. People they say everything is coming from Allah. Yes, everything coming from Allah for sure. If my name is written on this, no one can take it from me. Grand Sheikh said, Awliya Allah, they say, for water, the only thing in your life that a wali run for from dunya is water. Allah made every human being, a wali or not a wali, to run to reach his water to drink. But for food, he said, Allah made food to run after Bani Adam. after people like you. Food will run after you. But water, you have to run after water. That's why he said, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah said in Holy Quran, we have made from water everything alive. So you cannot, you have to run after it to get life. And that's حَقِيقَةٌ. The reality of water of youth, that it will spring, when you drink it, it will make like a spring in your body, like a, after winter and after fall, how in the spring everything flourish, blossoms. Also, when you drink, everything blossom. And that's why it is very important when we drink to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, or for sick people to recite 7 times Fatiha and then drink. That will be cure for everyone. So, now coming to the other question that you put there in, is that means people are Musayyar or Mukhayyar? Their destiny is being fixed, or they have something that they voluntarily?
Voluntarily.
Mukhayyar means people are either free will or no free will. So what we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, he gave you a partial will, not a whole will. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because Allah, that's why he chose a partial, but the main will, no, it's there. Allah created everyone equal. Man or woman, that is destiny, that's the full will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we say in Arabic, al-irada al-kulliya, the absolute will, Allah created creation. No one can create. Allah can create. So that is a full will. There is no free will in that. Death, there is no free will in death. In birth, there is no free will in birth. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, make everyone equal by the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, يُولَدُ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Human being is born on innocence. Either his parents make him Jew or Christian or Zoroastrian or whatever belief there or religion is his parents. So that is a partial will. But Allah's will is yuladul insanu ala fitra. Human being is born on innocence, means on Islam. Everyone is being born on purity. And purity is Islam. Inna deena inda Allah is Islam. Allah to Allah, the religion is Islam. So everyone is according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone is a Muslim. So now the partial will comes of the parents. They might change you according to what have been changed, they have been changed to. And their grandparents been changed to, and their grandparents been changed to. So they change you according to what they, that is a partial will. And the example of that is like someone who is in a cruise. What you do in a cruise? You can do anything, but you cannot change the course of the ship. They tell you we are going to go 7 days this way, 7 days back this way. You cannot tell them, no, go to Europe. You say, we are going to Caribbean or going to Alaska. You cannot change that. But inside the ship, you can do whatever you want. You are in a plane. There is a takeoff and landing. No one can change the time of taking or not the taking of area, which airport you are taking off. There is a takeoff and a destination. You cannot change the course of that. But inside the plane you can go. You can speak, you can eat, you can drink. That is partial will. The general will, Allah absolute will is Allah absolute will is moving forward. The ladies come this way. Asr, come take that table from here. Like a plane, you are flying and you have a destination that you have to arrive to. You cannot change that destination. But inside the plane you can do whatever you want to do. This dunya has a beginning, has a takeoff, and has a destination. We cannot change that destination. Allah says, ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة لجاء الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. That death will come to you even if you are in fortress behind high walls. When death is coming, you cannot change. So Allah's will, no one can change. But Allah's irada, it comes. When Allah's irada comes, it happens. 10 years, Muhammad Ilyas is trying to get something, and Allah's irada now came to give him that, but I didn't see it yet. Isn't it? Yeah. So, 10 years, he's looking, but Allah's irada is not written at that time to get it, at that time is to get it this time. So that we cannot change. But what we can change is according to our amal. Is if we are devoted and we are doing the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, lot of things will be facilitated in front of us. Awliya Allah, they know that they have to reach behind that wall. The treasures are behind that wall. But there is a wall. They don't say there is a wall. They say we break the wall to reach our destination. Because they know that destination is there. So they move through obstacles. And one after one, they eliminate these obstacles. And that's why they become awliya. For us, when we see something difficult, we say, oh, I'm fed up with it. I cannot do it anymore. I waste 10 years of my life. I waste 12 years of my life. I waste 16 years of my life. I now want to change my ways. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us. There were two brothers. And one living on top of the mountain never came down to the city, saying to himself, I'm devoting my life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the hadith of Sayyidina Muhammad. I'm devoting my life to Allah. I'm not going to... My focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other brother was involved too much in dunya. Everything he touched is dunya. Allah ordered, inspired, as we said at the beginning, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. Allah inspired the self, what is good for it, what is bad. So what we have to see what is good and what is bad. So one day, that man who is on the mountain said to himself, he's thinking, and he said, I wasted my life sitting 20, 30, 40 years on that mountain, making ibadah, 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 ibadah. Never I got anything. Because there are people, they do ibadah to get something also. They want ibadah, they follow a sheikh in order to become awliya, saints. No. You follow a guy to be nothing. Not to be something. When you are asking to be something, that means you are trading and asking in return of what you are doing. If you are asking for a return, never you are going to find the treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared them to you, because Allah prepared to every person that He created treasures. And He will give it to that person when that person achieves highest level of servanthood. Don't think that only awliya Allah, they have treasures. Everyone Allah gives. And He said, it's for you, but try to achieve and progress in my way and the way of my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you'll be able to see what I gave you. So that person who is sitting on the top of the mountain, after many years there, he said, oh, I have achieved nothing. I wasted my life, ibadah, ibadah, ibadah. Look, my brother, he is down in the city enjoying himself. I'm going to go down and enjoy myself. At the same time, that other brother who is in the city said, my brother living on the mountain, I am so much involved in dunya. Everything I am doing is dunya. And I don't know how I am going to save myself. I am better to go and see my brother and be with him on the mountain, that I become a good servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that one coming down to live in dunya, and the one who is in dunya going up to live on the mountain. And Allah ordered angel of death to come at a moment when the one going up and the one coming down, at a moment that ordered the angel of death to take their souls, both of them. An angel of death came, Sayyidina Azrael, took their souls and stopped. Where to send them? That one in Abid for many, many years, but his intention came at the end and said, I want to go to dunya. And that one who was in dunya said, I want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where I have to send them? To paradise? Which one go to paradise, which one go to punishment? He stopped. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the other side. Ladies, this side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his angel, measure the distance. Which one was more nearer? If the one that going from the city to the mountain was nearer, more toward the mountain, closer to the mountain, and measure the other one, if he was closer to dunya, half, let's say 100 feet, 50 feet, 51 feet toward dunya, and the other one 51 feet toward akhirah, then you send that person that who is more toward the mountain than the one that toward the dunya, send him to paradise. Means the one that only he thought that I have to go and be like my brother on the mountain, and he was involved so much in dunya style life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to paradise. Because his intention, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that everything according to the intention. If the intention is good, that's what's good. This person said, I am Rabbi, I am all my life in dunya, I want to be, now I am changing, I'm going to you. He went to hell, but he died. So Allah is Ghafurur Rahim, Allah is merciful. He sent him to paradise. The other one, he was more toward dunya. What happened to him? Allah sent him to punishment. And this happened to me in real life. In California, we have a center there. Every Saturday I sit and we do a meeting like that. We recite Asma Allah al-Husna and we give it all. We have many people who come, it's combo. And one day, one person, very old person, came to me and he said, I heard about this meeting, can I join? He said, yeah, you can join. He came and he said, he was happy. At 1 o'clock, midnight, he left. He came second week. Same thing. He said, he listened, he made chanting with us, we prayed, we prayed with us. Then he left. Third week the same. At the end of third week he said, I want to take Shahada, I like that. I said, okay, say after me, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I said, you accept Allah, you accept Prophet, you accept Islam, you accept Holy Quran? He said, yes. Okay, I was going to give you this Muslim name. Fourth week he didn't come. Fifth week he didn't come. Sixth week passed, I sent someone to check on him, they said he died. His age was 95 years of age. Imagine, 95 years of whatever he was doing, Allah saved him in 1 week. So, you don't know Allah's will, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved his servant. And that's why wherever it comes to your heart, quickly make it. Don't delay it. If you delay it, then shaitan will play with you and try to get you. When he came to Sayyidina Adam, trying to telling him to eat from the tree, Sayyidina Adam was thinking. When you begin to think, that is the problem in spirituality. In speaking spirituality. In dunya work, I'm not speaking in dunya work. In dunya work, you can think as much as you like. You can have advisory committee, you have whatever you want to have, you have. But for yourself, when you look inwardly, when you are looking for cleaning yourself and behaving well, that spiritual dimension of your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't delay something else to your heart. As soon as you delay, you will fall into difficulties. As soon as you quickly go after it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves the obstacles to you and then saves you. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has sent him a guide, seed of messengers, and the best one to be created, that Allah created, is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, to show us the way to Allah. Earth, Allah created heavens and earth for sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah created a whole paradise full of angels on the shape of Burak for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ride on one of them. When Allah created heavens and earth, why, I was saying this last week, why we have been sent to earth? Why not to Mars? Why not to Jupiter? Why not to Pluto? Why not to Venus? Huh? Why to earth? Any question, any answer? Why he made us from the clay of earth? He created earth before he created us. Because he brought our, he created our spirit before earth, yes, but our forms from earth. Why not from us? Why life there? On earth, not on Mars. Who made the life? That is the question. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he passed by Sayyidina Abu Huraira and asked him, Abu Huraira, what you see about this verse of Holy Quran, what you can explain that to me? الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing or sitting or laying down, ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض, and they think and meditate about the creation of heavens and earth. He said, when I think about that, I think that, oh, subhanAllah, Allah with His greatness, how big is the earth, how big is Mars, how big is the sun, how big is this, how big is that. This is how it comes to me. And Prophet ﷺ said, تَفَكُّرُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ عِبَادَتِي. Yo, that thinking this way, Allah will reward you for a worshipness of one day.
Then he saw Ibn Abbas, the famous one. He asked him the same question, and Ibn Abbas said, Ya Rasulullah, I think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has created Al-Islam. What He created that we don't know. That is the Allahu Akbar means. When I think about that. He said, تَفَقُّلُ سَاعَةٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ سَاعَةٍ. Thinking that way, you will be rewarded more than 1 year of worshipness. And he came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and asked, Ya Abu Bakr, what do you think about that? He said, Ya Rasulullah, this comes to me. I say to myself, I think about people who are living on this earth and not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of punishment they are going to see, and what kind of fire they are going to see. I say to myself, let all that fire comes on me and everyone will be saved. He said, تَفَقْلُ سَاعَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةٌ. Thinking this way, you will be rewarded more than you will be rewarded for 70 years of worshipness. So thinking about why on Mars, why not on Mars, why not on Earth, why not on the Sun, why not on the Moon, why on Earth? Because like that Burak, in the heavens of Buraks, well, Allah ordered Jibreel, Ya Muhammad, Ya Jibreel, go and take one Burak to my beloved servant Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bring him here on the Burak, riding on the Burak. And Jibreel went to that paradise of Buraks and he saw one at the corner crying and tears coming from his eyes. And he went to him, he said, what happened to you? Why you are crying? And everyone else is praising their Lord, making tasbih. He said, Ya Jibreel, since Allah created us, when no time was there, I don't know since how many years, Allah said to us that one of you are going to be carrying Prophet ﷺ to my presence. From that time, I'm crying in tears that Ya Rabbi, let me be that one. Crying for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that tears that were coming and running like flow of water that comes from his eyes, flowing like rivers of different kind of jewels coming from his eyes in shape of tears. Allah created these jewels in heavens, and every jewel is bigger than this earth. Houses, palaces for his servants, his sincere servants, are made from these jewels. So that Burak was crying for the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jibreel said, you are the one, I'm taking you down, taking you to carry Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the earth, if you look at the globe of the earth, you will see that the whole earth, you can press it together and it will come, it will fit like these, they have these children, they have what you call them, puzzle. You put them together and they make like a full picture. If you look at the earth and you look at all the different, bringing them together, they go together, they fit inside each other. But in between we see oceans. They are separated by oceans. Awliyaullah, what they say that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation and wanted creation to be living on one of the planets, Earth was yearning for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tears were coming from that planet. And as the tears were coming from the earth, crying and yearning that it wants that Prophet be standing on it, from that tears become these rivers, becomes these treasures, that we find in mountains become these oceans, and as these oceans are coming out, as the land is moving apart. And all that, what you see today of these sweet rivers and salty oceans, are the tears that were coming from the heart of the earth, yearning for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be stepping on it with the children of Sayyidina Adam. That's why earth became a place for us to live in, because the only planet that was yearning for the children of Adam and for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be on it. And that's why Allah said, we have honored human beings. Honor them because every planet honored them. Every creation honored them. I made my angels to honor them. I made heavens to honor them. So, that all shows how much Allah loves us. And that's why He loves us, He inspires us. What is needed for us to be done, to do, and what is not to do. And those who can overcome the obstacles and the struggles within themselves, and that's why he said, مَنْ عَرِفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرِفَ رَبَّهُ, who knows himself, knows his Lord. Because when you look inwardly, then you begin to understand yourself, then you understand مَعْرِفَةُ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us towards what He likes, and not to make us to struggle with these inspirations when they come, but to fulfill them quickly. Because as soon as we begin to struggle with them, Shaitan plays with us there and eliminate us and push us out not to go and fulfill what are needed from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before we end, we say that As-Sakhilu Habibullah, a generous person, is Allah's beloved. Who is generous with his wealth, who is generous with his ibadah, who is generous with his relationship with people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that. Wa min Allahi al-tawfiq wa min Allahi al-tawfiq.